Master Jiroku dropped the cat and watched as Patrick ran into the lobby, and then into the courtyard. Several women screamed as the cat scurried through the waiting noblemen. The cloth paper twirled into rolls and, as if they had legs, flew into the anteroom. Master Jiroku slammed the door as he walked out. Breathing heavily, Dante fell to the floor. He struggled to hold his weight. Where can I hide from such evil? Giovanni presented himself as the life of the party. His all eyes were in top form, giving him a complete circular view. Loud and excited voices filled the courtyard. Giovanni glanced over at the darkened study windows and smiled. All should be over with soon. Giovanni watched as Delfina and Domenico stood solemnly near the tables. Their faces, morose and sullen, gave Giovanni a chuckle. Master Jiroku entered the courtyard and walked slowly with his head held high. He nodded as the guests greeted him. Giovanni grabbed the cue and stepped forward. With a puffed-out chest, he spoke loudly. Lady Montevelli, those of importance have arrived. May we begin? August is waiting patiently to join Lady Calla-Lily. He is as joyful as I. We will soon union our houses, and I will guarantee their success. Giovanni rocked on his heels and gleamed. Domenico nodded to his wife and sighed before stepping over to Giovanni. Delfina headed for the study to find her daughter. We are excited for this union. Domenico smiled and raised his hands into the air. Assistant, please bring August to us. Giovanni rubbed his nose and looked around the courtyard. He hummed a short tune. Running as if fleeing a fight, Delfina raced to her husband. She grabbed his arm and shook with such force that Domenico almost lost his balance. As they whispered back and forth, his hands jerked through the air. Giovanni watched as Assistant hurried across the lawn. Holding back a laugh, he leaned forward, allowing Assistant to now whisper into his ear. Oh, dear, Giovanni yelled out, his voice flat and unemotional. Nobles and noblewomen, oh, the most dreadful of dread. Giovanni bent over and grabbed his stomach. Oh, woe is me. He stood and wiped his forehead with the back of his hand. My son, oh, the shame. August is so traumatized and embarrassed. He does not even possess the strength to leave our carriage. Giovanni moaned. Oh, may the Lord help us. The courtyard grew silent. Only mumbled whispers could be heard. Giovanni cleared his throat and glared over at Delfina and Domenico. You, he yelled, it is your daughter who has shamed our families. The crowd gasped. Giovanni glanced around and sneered. Assistant informs me that your daughter, Calla-Lily of the House of Montevelli, has left town with a blonde peasant. Giovanni moaned and grabbed his stomach again. And on the back of a black horse, no less. Oh, dreadful for August, a man's voice yelled out. Yes, yes, poor August, a female voice said. Oh, the shame, another voice yelled from somewhere within the anxious crowd. Yes, oh, yes, Giovanni said, leaning against Assistant. My son now requires my personal attention of the highest order. Dreadful, a guest yelled. What delightful gossip, a woman said who was standing near Giovanni. Giovanni turned to her and bowed. Delfina burst into tears. She ran into the house and disappeared inside the darkness. Domenico stood alone in the courtyard. He gazed into the heavens and shook his head. His bank would be worth only pennies tomorrow. 24 hours, Giovanni whispered to Domenico. Plenty of time to vacate. Tattleman cringed as he splattered the glue on the wall. He sighed as the smelly sludge changed from a shiny cream to dull white. Then he carefully placed a roll of paper onto the wall of the windowless anteroom. With each stroke of the brush, Tattleman knowingly imprisoned Calla-Lily for an eternity.